A good walk. Sorry for last week. I wasn't feeling well, but I, on the last minute notice, Bokshem Rabbi Marburg helped me out. Okay, we're starting Mitzvah tonight, a new simin. It's Rei Samach Aleph, and I hope tonight actually to finish the simin as well. It's a relatively easy simin. Baruch Hashem, we could use a break. Has some columns, some things which are Negei Halakha L'maisa, and we'll take it, I guess, slowly. Let's start. Nakamo Trei Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. Very easy klal. Motza chamor or ipara roim bederech. If someone finds a chamor or a para roim bederech biyoim during the day, which is a typical time it's supposed to be roi, then ain ze aveda. It's not considered an aveda. If it's belayla, if it's at night, which is unusual, which is atypical, or oy im roya chamor v'kelev hafuchin, or if you see it in a fashion, it looks like that it's lost, it looks like it's in trouble, it's upside down, it's knocked over, then harei ze aveda. This is considered an aveda. It means the Chumachab is giving you a klolim of how to understand what's considered an aveda or not. Two kolam so far the Mechaba mentions. One is the time is an indication. If it's by day, it's not an aveda. By night, it is. We're talking about behema. Obviously, ten lekachim v'yakamoy to any item. If some, you could use time as an indication to be considered an aveda. Or even if it's fine, even if it's by day, but if it's reichamar v'kelev afuchin, it's in the way it is, the way it's lying, it's indicative that there's something wrong, that it's lost, that it's in trouble. Then that's also considered an aveda. That's really what you have to take out of the Mechaba, that either time or its status could be indicative that it's an aveda. Bifnais hayoyim, if it's early in the morning, ubeneshef, or it's in the evening, so that's like in between the twilight zone, whether it's considered day or night, it's questionable if that's a raya, that it's an aveda or not. Then halacha is imra oisam gimel yomim zechazeh. If you see a gimel yomim 3 days in a row in that same time, harei ze aveda. By the third day, the Goyin says, in Sifkan Gimel, by the third day, 3 times in a row, at that time, that's very unusual. Harezu aveda v'noito l'makris. And you're mechuyif to pick it up and be makris. But if once or twice, nishkefelech, it's only like shkia time, it's amud hashachar time, that's not a problem. If it's the middle of the night, for sure it's an aveda. So basically, Mechab is giving you different dynamics. It means now the safer through in another thing, that if the time itself is not a full indication, but if it continuously does it at that time, and that's unusual, then that would be cause to be believed that it's an aveda. How to pull this out, Bismanenu, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, I mean, Bismanenu, it's even worse than the Aruch HaShulchan, it's different, but the Aruch HaShulchan in his time said, Bimimidinosenu manichem habehemus lirois kol alayla lasadas, we leave out the animals the entire night. Bekai, it's chotch, at least in the summer, it means it's not dangerous outside, mechus kvar, even outside the gagan. But lechein, osa liga behen, that's not considered an aveda. It means even though Bismanu mechaba, that was unusual, Bismanu gemor was unusual to do it at night, but Bimidinosenu, Zakhtar Aruch HaShulchan, that's already normal. With Manenu, we don't have behemoth, so it's hard to relate. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan for Zayis, Klalu Sholdova, Shedova Zatoli Lefi Ra'is Eina Moitzei Lefi Minig HaMedina. And that's really what you have to walk out of this Mechaba, is that every item has its normal circumstances and abnormal, and if it's unusual, then it's an Aveda. If it's normal, it's not an Aveda. And the indications of to know whether it's Aveda or not could be either the time, or how often it comes, the occurrences, and what status it is, if it's knocked over or whatever. That's basically what you should come out of this sif. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to sif beis. We'll move a little quicker here. Ra para ratza bederech. If you saw a para running on the way, im panea klapi ha'ir, if its face is towards the city, it's running towards the city, ain zu aveda, means it's going on the right way, it's coming back home, it's fine. However, klapi asada, if it's facing the sada, means it's going out, harezu aveda, it's considered an aveda. So now, this is like another indication. This is just tein lechachem v'yakamoy, this is common sense, that should be, you have the same item, same place. The question is which direction it's facing. If it's facing towards home, it's fine. Facing away, that's a problem. Okay. A new example, another case, which is, it has a twist to it. Matzah raya bein hakromim. You found it being raya bein hakromim. And that was normal. That's fine. So mitzad the item, it's not a problem. Still, chayiv la'achzer, you mechuyiv to be machzer. Why? Mishum avedes karka. Because of the kromim that it's damaging. Mitzad the animal's not a problem. The animal's fine. The animal is in good territory. It's in the kromim, has food around it, has soft territory. That's not a problem. The problem is that Nebuch, the person who owns the kerem, is going to have his kerem damaged because the parah was running around its kerem and destroying its fruit.
Why is it chayav la'achzer? All you should be, have to do is make it not come into the kerem.
Well, it's already in the kerem.
No, but you take... He's implying the oxen is taken back to the Baal of...
Oh, we're going to soon... We'll see if that's true or not. But the Baal, you have a chiv to pick it up and bring it out of the kerem because, to save, not because of the... Chayfetz. The par is fine. The shor is fine. You have to pick it up and take it out of the kerem because you have to save the karka. And as we know, we learned in the end of Reish Nun Tes that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved applies to even karka as well. If you see Mayim Shaitfin no love on the karka, you mechuyiv to be goyder together and direct the Mayim somewhere else to protect the karka. So to him, mechuyiv to protect the karka, not let this parah trample all over the fruit. The fikok, therefore, Zakta Machabe, since it's not because of the par, it's only because of the kerem, he has a chab. Imhoya kromim shalakim, if the kromim belong to a goy, eina aveda, v'enu chayv la'akse. In itself is not an aveda, and you have no chiv hashava to save the akum from misada being ruined. Mamele enu chayv la'akse, no problem, you can just leave it there, let it trample, let it do what it wants. V'im choshash, however, if you suspect, shem yargeno ha'akum, kishim ze'eno, that the goy, when he finds it, is going to kill the animal. Because it did damage to the kerem, he's going to get so frustrated and so furious that this animal is going to kill it. So now the animal is an aveda because it's olul, it's vulnerable that maybe the baal ha-kerem, the goy, will kill it. Then it's areza aveda v'noito lamarkas. Then it's an aveda and you have to pick it up and return it. Because so now you have a case where the animal was fine, but from a different perspective, a twist, now you got to return it because of the kerem, because of the damage of the kerem. But if it's a kerem shalakim, then you're fine, unless the guy is going to kill it.
He changes his language.
Otazoi, right. I'm going to be medaic that in a minute. Excellent, right. Fine. So let's just see. You look at the shach. The shach and siv cotton bays, when it says, ben akram and chayv laksa, the shach says, ayin lekamon tzumen reisam samagimul siv bays. Now what's over there? Over there is shteita halacha that even when you're zakein venu lefi chvaydoi, which is, doesn't have a chiv hashava, but if he takes the animal and he starts being meshavit or he moves it, once he starts, now he does have a chiv hashava. So the shach, by the fact that he's taken to that halacha, seems to imply that here too, when it says chayiv lahaks in the beginning, even though the animal was fine, it's only because of the karka, if you picked it up, you have to pick it up and get it out of the kerem, because you got to save the karka. Once you did that, now already you're mechuyev to take the animal and return it back to the bailim, because even though you never had a chiv hasham on the animal, but once you start, now you got to carry through, and now you have a chiv lach. So that's the mashmois. If you're looking at Rekiv Hege, he's medayik like that. Mashma de kavonis hashach, ki heki dehosam, heki dehiska lach, ze yitzorak lach, ze achi gilushes bailim. It's not enough just to take it out of the karka, or over there, just to move it a little bit, hakinami haka, you mechuyev to pick it up and bring it all the way back home to the bialim.
That's only if the bam has a simon, right?
Well, if the Baim doesn't have simon, then you're going
to
stamp stock. You're stamp stock. Yeah, we're going to do it. It's a Dovah Shem B'Simon. The guy wasn't Miyayish yet, because Luchay, it's in a good place. So I don't know you're going to be in trouble. I don't know what you will do then.
No, maybe you're not even allowed to take it.
But you have to take... No, you have to take it.
Save one Aveda.
Oh, you want to save the Aveda's character? Uh-huh. I hear the cheshvin. Maybe it's then you should go halfway. Take it out of the kerem and just put it outside. I hear the problem. But the Maiz says, who says this? The Rosh and La Lamed Aleph and Med Aleph, the Tur over here and Rabbi Yeruchim, they all say this Talak Ataka, that over here, even though the only reason why you're returning it, the only reason why you're picking it up in the first place is to save the karka, not to save the animal, because the animal is safe. Still, once you start, now you got to finish just like over there and you got to bring it home.
What's the sushta over there? Is the Rosh over there in the shop? In the
So let's see, one second. Let's continue in the Kivega. Ulam, Basif is a Kenan, which is the Shita, Huva B'Shem Retva, Lachalik. The Kevun de Nechayba Lahashiv, Rak Mishum Avedis Karka. Since over here there's never a mitzvah, it's not an Aved in the first place. It was never a mitzvah to save this item. The item was fine. It's only because of the Karka. Koshum Moitzum Misham. Just if you pick it out from there, umenicha lemakim mira, you bring it out and you put it into a nice place, a kapasher sagi, the leker boy mishum hikishin eskayibah, because it doesn't pass that svara. Avul ilu hayu mishum. Now it's missing a bunch of words here. I'll put it in here. Avul ilu hayu mishum avedes gufa. If it was taka, something wrong with the item itself, then hayu chayiv lasas hashava mal yosa. I'm quoting of the words of the Shita that the Toisa Tfo says here. If it was because avedes gufa, then hayu chayiv lasas hashava mal yosa lechatzir shal bal aveda mishtameres taka. Like it says over there, you'll have to put it back into a proper chatzah of the bal aveda. The hainu deike ben hashavas gufa ivavedes karaka. That's the difference between Hashavas Gufa and Avedas Karka. When it's something with the item is an Aveda, just your Zakamin al Fikvaidai, so you didn't have to do it. But once you start, like the Rambam's Lashon, which is not Muskum, but the Rambam and Mechavah's Lashon is, since once you Hiskel B'mitzvah, then you're going to be going with that mitzvah. Meshenkin over here, this item is not an Aveda in the first place. There's nothing wrong with this item. The item was safe. It's only because of the Karka. So you don't have the Svar of Hiskel B'mitzvah. I didn't start. I picked it up to save the karka, but I never had a mitzvah, a scholar's mitzvah on the item, on the paro. Memela doesn't pass as far, and as long as I pick it up and I take it out of the kerem, I'm fine. And that's Rashi as well. Rashi's mavu like that, like the Ritva, that all you have to do is pick it up and take it out of the kerem and drop it outside, and you're fine. So it's really machloikis rishonim. And it's really not for now, but really the yisoidim, the fundamental machloikis is over there. What's as far as akmin lefi kvoy that you mechuyv to return? Is it because hiskel b'mitzvah yichayv l'goyim, right? To which case over here doesn't pass the svarah because no hischul ben mitzvah, or is there another svarah that bebehema, given the that you taught it, you malamed it to go bechutz, and you taught it to be wild, and you taught it to get lost, so you caused it to be an aveda. It means Enochanami was roaming around in the kerem, but when you pick it up and you put it outside, now you're putting it into new territory that it may not be familiar with, or even if you cause it to be a little more independent, and now it's not enough just to leave it there because you caused it to be an aveda, because now you never know what it's going to do now. Now it just might run away because you trained it to be wild. You trained it to be independent. So that's the problem. So if that would be the case, Dr. Raj, so to hear, even though this wasn't an Aveda, but once I start, I got to get it out of the kerem. Once I put it outside, I taught it to be independent. Hey, I just created an Aveda, I better return it. Mashenke loit the Ritva, the Rambam Rashi, that is outside Hiskol B'mitzvah. There was never Hiskol B'mitzvah over here because this itself was never an Aveda. Memele, I don't have to return it.
Who said the whole Chazar is a Shiva Aveda? Maybe it's Mishum. The only way to guarantee that it's not grazed in someone else's vineyard is to return it to the battle. Bring the battle to the venom.
Well, you're afraid that if you just put it outside, it's going to run right back into the kerem. And let's say the kerem has a gate and somehow it won't be able to get down. You close the door, because initially the door was open. Now close the door to the kerem. The mashmois is the rishonim say this word. The makhlik rishonim is it because of the lumdus of over there that you started with this behemoth and you got to finish, and only because of that, not because we're afraid it's going to go back to Kerem. Pashas and Echanam, if you taka right, Mitzvah says that you're afraid it's going to go back to the Kerem, you're probably right. You probably would have a chiv then to bring it home. You're probably right. But
the
Baal HaShor, you have to pay back the Kerem. Let's say if he left the Baal HaShor with Pshia, then, and it's now a Shein or a Regal, yeah, then he'd be chayv.
Yeah, but he only has to pay for the Baal.
Only has to pay
the husband. Well, why? Still. No. He has to pay full Nezek, but he has to pay Nezek, because this is a Nezek, Shein v'Regal. But still in Aved, I'd rather have my fruit than have money for the fruit.
So he can charge that person for being shown his shirt from being Mavik?
Could who charge who? Could the finder charge?
It's not, a Shabbos Avedi, you can't charge money, but
that's
there's no Shabbos Avedi to the
Baal HaShoy,
right?
Right.
Shabbos Avedi to the Baal
HaKerem. Correct.
Let him charge the Baal
HaShoy
for taking care of the
shop. I hear the Chiv, I have a Chiv HaShoy without the Baal HaKerem. So now what Toivet did you do for the Baal HaVeda that now he won't save them, not from this item, you saved them, that not to be going, but that you saved them, that he shouldn't lose out, have a Chiv to pay the guy.
To be shown him in a shot, he did for him.
But that's all Smon for the Baal HaShoy, it's also a Shabbos Avedi.
It's not a Shabbos Avedi, because he has a chiyuv to be a champion. The things are a Peshaya.
No, but he only pays Hanor.
He doesn't
pay for the Hesed. He pays Hanor. Hanor of the Shor. Only the Hanor that the Shor gets, he pays, doesn't he?
No, Shein Verega. What do you mean? Shein Verega Yichayiv on the item. Hanor is if the Kaitag Mar says, if it fell in there, so now it cushioned its fall. That's Hanor. Well, but if it ate it, Yichayiv for the pace that it ate.
You pay for cheap fruits.
Love Damfka. That's if you... Chiv Shein is that, all right, it's not for now. We're not doing Akonias right now, but it's not so important. And let's take Regal, it was simple. Take Regal, even Shein is like that, but let's take Regal. He's walking and tramping all over the field, so it's Chayvot Regal. I guess we have to wait, because when we're going to do the Ramah, you're going to see that we're talking about here, it's you talking, we're talking about here that the owner will, that the owner of the Kerem will never know which shard damaged the Kerem. So in which case, you won't even have your Shiloh altogether. But all right. Anyway,
obviously, it's an Avedi. You don't know who to return it, so...
No, he knows. The finder knows who to return it to. Yeah, but the Baal HaKerem will never know that who did the damage. He knows he comes in, it was hit and run. He sees that his whole Kerem is ruined, but he doesn't know who did it.
There's no Eidim, it's not Negev.
You're
not
going to pay Shein either way. Why not? It's not Knas. I'll be Maida. I'll give you Maida. I'll let him.
He doesn't know.
Who doesn't know? The Baal HaShor also doesn't know.
Yeah,
no one knows. They only have an Eid Echad. He can't be Maida with Eid Echad. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
What?
Chavin? Chavin
Mashuv. But how can you give him a shuv? He doesn't know. I know that you don't know, so I can't give you a shuv. All right. Fine. Bekitza, that's Pradi, it's Machlokes Rishonim. But I just want to, Yechiel is Ma'orer. Let's go back to the Machab. The Machab starts off, the Matzarei Ben Akramim, in this case, Chayv Lagzim, Mishum Avedis Kaka, the Lashon the Machab uses is Chayv Lagzim. Then later on, when it says that you're afraid that Shem Yagena Akum Kishim Tzenim, Ipnei Shefsida Akarim, then Areza Aveda, V'noitel u'makras. This is Aveda, and you have to be noitel u'makras. Why in the Reisha it's saying Chayv Lagzim, and the Sefer it says noitel u'makras? You have to know if...
That's very good, because Lagzim doesn't mean that.
So I want to tell you that the Rambam L'shitasa, the Rambam holds that the word is out Chaskos B'mitzvah, so he went like the Ritvan Rashi, that you're really not mechuyiv to bring it all the way back to the Bailam's house. You're not mechuyiv to be noitel u'makras. All you're mechuyiv to do is get it out of the Kerem, and then let it ride, let it roam around, but as long as it's not in the Kerem, so the Baal HaKerem is fine. So all you have to do is Chayv Lagzim, still Shra Lashon Chayv Lagzim, but it's Chayv Lagzim, you have to save the Baal HaKerem, so you have to get it out of the Kerem. It should be really Chayv Lagzim. But you got to get it out of the Kerem. Hashenke in the safe that you're worried that the Goy is going to kill it, so now it is a shame Aveda, there you mechuyiv to be Noito L'makris. That would be a difference between the two. A suggestion. Right. So let me ask you a shayla. We're talking about the same case. So do we know? We don't know. If we don't know, then at the beginning, good also said night to Lamax.
Mentioned that in the first case, he doesn't know. There's no
simanim on this. No. If you know simanim, it can be night to Lamax either. So as we talk, lechol apaka has to have simanim, otherwise it can't be night to Lamax. So let the Reish also say Noitul Amakras. Elamai, it sounds like you're not mechuyiv to go so far to even like Amakras. What are you mechuyiv to do is Chayv Lagzim. What does that mean? So I'm suggesting, it's a bit doichik. I'm just suggesting you got to get it out of the Kerem. He'll go like the Ritva and Rashi, and that would be the chilik between the Reish and the Sefer. Perhaps. All right. Fine. Anyway, let's continue. V'u adin zakter Ramon is a peladik Ramon. This is very nagea. V'u adin zakter Ramon, b'mokking, she'parin knas me'behemois, she'roin besadus echeirim, also you have a chiev hashavis aveda to return the item to the Bailam. Just like you have a chiev to return the item to the Bailam, if the goy might kill the animal that's roaming in his field, even if Bismanay of the Ramah, that we don't kill the animal, but they'll give a knas to the Bailam for letting his animals stray, they'll give him a fine for not cleaning after his dog or whatever it is, whatever it's called, yeah. So anyway, because if he doesn't do it, he's going to have a knas. To save the Bailam from that knas, you have a chiv hashavis aved to make sure that the dog doesn't make bishos arabim. You have a mechiv to make sure it is over here that it's not roaming around the carrot. Whatever it is, if he's in a state that he could cause the Bailam, the owner, to get a fine, you have a chiv hashavis aved to stop that.
So you should also fill somebody's meter if he's in the park in a car, because also show us a meter. You can collect a quarter from him later, but
maybe only thing that he might have a din of aveda midas. Why is he parking there without putting money in the meter in the first place?
The guy put it in and ran out. No, the guy made a mistake in class.
Doesn't know 15 minutes?
No, he thought he was going for 15 minutes. He went for an hour.
So that is what?
I
know, that sounds to me either an Elisha guy or outright negligent. Well, what's going on? He doesn't have a count 15 minutes on his watch?
He didn't realize.
He didn't realize what?
Okay, let's say an hour better. You know what? An hour and 10 minutes?
You look at your watch and you put the money in the meter. I know I got to come back. They didn't have a watch. I don't know. It's more mustava that the guy is just a bit risky. But okay, anyway, Bekitza, yes, if you know that this guy is not doing it, but Teres Aved to me, he does. And Enechami, like the simple reading of the Rambah, you would have a Chiv HaShefes Avedo, just like the Rambah says, to save the Bailam from Knas. Now, I do want to point out, and we have to be married here, because it's very Nagel, is that the Rambah is coming from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, if you read Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it's slightly different. And I'll quote over the words of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He basically says the same thing. And he says, in a case where they'll impound the behema to collect the knas, then you mechuyev hashaves aveda to make sure the animal doesn't roam there. Because if you're not going to stop the animal from roaming there, they're going to impose a penalty, a fine, and they're going to impound the behema till they collect that fine. So the behema is an aveda. It's dangerous. It's going to be captured.
So what do you apply to the car?
So if you tell me you parked by a hydrant and impound your car or whatever, then we could talk about it. But if it's just a penalty and the car is safe, so the car is not an aveda, so where's the aveda? The aveda is the Bailam's pocket that he's going to have a knas on him. Where's the aveda? So the Ramah somehow left out that second here for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and you have to know what's going on. Obviously, it seems like he held it wasn't important. That even without that, even if they're not mamashkenin, the fact that the guy is going to get a penalty, a fine, that alone is enough to cause an aveda to save the guy. This shaila is really a Riki Vega's shaila. Riki Vega has a friend, Yedidi Rabbi Yisrael, who clears the following shaila. And we really, this is what the Achronim say. It's Nefesh Chaim, Bava Mitzid, Dav Lamed Aleph, and the Beis Yaakov, and the Shari Oiro, and Chelek Beis, and Kiseitza. They all explain it. Pachas Ayeza come out the same thing. That there's really a machloikis between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambah going on over here. And it's totally in a chakira of Riki Vega. Riki Vega mamish had this chakira. Here was his chakira. His case was, you have a Ruvein, who was a shoima of a guy. And let's say he shouldn't have been, in Chiyuv HaTorah, let's say you don't have Chiyuv Shmir to a guy, but he was Kibul Olah of Achrayis. He was Kibul Olah of Achrayis, that if he loses this item, he's going to have to pay the guy. And V'neved M'menu HaChefetz, an item was lost. And you know that. And I know that this item belongs to a guy, it's a goyish item, but Reuven happens to be the shame on it, and if he doesn't get back the item, he's going to have to pay the guy. Does the finder have a chiv to return this item to Reuven or not? Do we say, look, the chayfit belongs to a guy, there's no halach, aveda takim, not mechuyev to be maxis, I don't have to give it back? Or do we say that since I'm going to protect Reuven from having to pay the guy,
what's so, preventing a loss from the year?
Okay, 1 second. Since I'm going to have to protect Reuven from having to pay the guy, so therefore I'll have a chiv hashavo to protect him, have a chiv hashavo, and that chiv to be matzalim from a hefsid, and that will be my chiv. And Riki Vega and his friend Reb Yisrael are mesupik on this case. And Mamela, they want to say, these are kind of want to say that that's really the makloik is going on here between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Ramah, but the Ramah paskins, the way we paskin, is that even if the chayfet is not in danger, it's not going to be impounded, still saving the bailam from a knas is a chiv hashava. Good. Now a mailer comes out, one case is a parking ticket if it won't be impounded, but let's say we once discussed a case, let's say you're in a building, a shul, a yeshiva, and there's unnecessary electricity running. Do you have a chiv to shut the lights? So l'chayra, if they know, what chayfetz is there? The lights, the bulbs, don't worry about. Maybe let's tell me, because the bulbs have a certain amount of hours that it burns, so maybe I hear, but let's say it'll be something, electricity on an urn. Let's say that we don't have this problem. So what? By me shutting the light, all I'm doing is I'm saving the owner, saving the maesed, that they won't have to pay a charge to the electric company for all the wasted electricity that's being used. So I'm saving them, not this urn, the urn's fine, I'm saving them from a zaytika haitz hefzer, a zaytika haitz saw that they will incur if I don't stop them.
To
hear? the Nefesh Chaya, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Beis Yaakov over here, the Shari Oir in the Kiseitze.
Yes, Shtuk of Hawk. So the day you're ready in the Schaif. Over there you were ready in the Schaif to the guy.
Yeah.
So you're ready in the Schaif. It's not all slum. I'm giving you my tongue.
Good. We're going to get to it. Good. Yeah, you have to know which way you want to bring that chilek. But okay, we'll get to it.
Why isn't it
gezeila? What's gzeila?
He knows who's supposed to.
I know, but it's a loss. It's an aveda.
He didn't know.
Who didn't know? The guy? The guy doesn't have to know. It's an aveda. It's an aveda zakam. It's mutter. Aveda zakam is mutter. Just gradually, I'm going to cause a loss. The owner, the shomer, is going to have a loss to have a chiv. Mm-hmm. So mamela, they want to say it. Mamela, it's going to come out. And the achrenim will have a nice case in Eretz Yisrael. The case is, what happens, inverse case, the case is if a goy has an item that's insured by a Yiddish insurance company and he loses the item. Do I have a chiv to return the item or not? Do I say it's an aveda zakam, I'm not mechiv to return the item? Or no, if I don't return the item, he's going to now claim from his insurance company and cause a loss to his insurance company, who's a Yid. So I'll be mechiv to give the item back to a goy to save the insurance company from having to pay out money.
Does it make a
nafkamina? I don't know if the whole company is owned by Yidden, so it's one big Yid. It's Shutfus Yisrael.
It's a corporation, it's owned by the shareholder.
Okay, but the shareholders are also Yidden.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, we're talking about Eretz
Yisrael. Right.
After he paid for it or before?
After he paid for it.
That's a makhluk, acronym. Shal had to read a Gemara in Tzadi
Kimon
and Beis. What?
If it belongs to the Yid.
But if he already paid, he didn't pay yet. The guy didn't pay. The guy lost an item and he's going to make a claim for the insurance company. So I should save the insurance company from the hefset by giving back the chayfetz.
Insurance is the shame. I'm talking
about the case of the guy. But the shame was the guy's item and the yid again. And the yid is going to have to pay the guy.
Yeah, but he asked for after he paid
the guy. Or once he paid the guy.
Well, now he has a claim.
Right, once he paid the guy, then...
Even if it was found before, but once he pays, he takes it back. That if it's ever found, he's going to get it.
Once he pays the guy, then I don't know what the halach is.
It
because
he
sorry?
Didn't want to the guy
where Bashar's
paid. It was
available.
That's right.
But
no, he says that's how you found it after you'd already paid the guy. But I think that machlokes is only if the owner could go back to the shoyma. But what kinyan did the shoyma make to own it? He didn't. He wasn't kind of. If he finds it, then he could keep it. But he didn't get it yet, so he never made a maizik. And I don't know if if we would find and give it back, he would keep it and not the guy. Or he would swap, give it back to the guy and get back his money, maybe. But I don't think it's his yet. It's not. Sorry? Yeah, that's if he did, if he was nice and he came through and he paid and he didn't cause me to make a shru on certain cases. There's so many nafkaminas, but it's not going to be by here. Okay, fine. Now, I got to think that from the Ramah is not a raya. I mean, even though I'm taking on all the acronym, but I want to be medayik the Ramah. I know it's tricky here, but the Ramah says like this: V'udim b'mokum sheparin knas mi behemois sheroyim besodes acherim. What's mi behemois?
Take it from the animal itself.
So it sounds like that the Ramah really meant Rabbi Yeruchim. He didn't say V'udim b'mokum sheparin knas bal habehemis kishe behemois sehem roim besodes acherim. It says b'mokum sheparin knas mi behemis. They pay the knas from the behemis that are roim besodes acherim. Then you'll have a chiyuv hashaves aveda to get it out of there before it's impounded. Sorry. No, they just said not like that. They said the Ramah is talking about not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. They're talking about where there was an animal roim besodes acherim, and he's going to get a zaitika penalty. So Mamedli want to say, well, then let's say by parking thing, you can have a chiv because even the car won't be impounded, but I have a hefzen moment. And they want to say it's totally that was Makhlekes Ramah and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But if you look at the Lashon Ramah, the Ramah, if anything, might imply Taka Yer Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He wasn't clear. He should have spelled it out clearly. I'm a Mashkenin. Okay, but that's what he says. He says, Royim Sheparin Knas Mi Behemis. They take the Knas from the Behemis. So Memela, the Behemis is an Aveda. All right. Shoyim. Now let's go back to Riki Vega. What in the world is Riki Vega's Shaila? Let's just understand the Shaila. He has a Shaila. Did we say that the Chafetz itself is not an Avedis Yisrael because it belongs to the Goy? Right? His case was a Shoyim took a Goyisha item to watch. His Mechayv himself, if he lost the item, he's going to have to pay. And now he lost it. You found it. Do you have a Chif to give it back or not? Do we say, hey, it's an Avedis Akam? Or no, because since he's going to have to pay, therefore I have a Chif to give it back. What in the world was Riki Vega's Shaila? Well, why is this different than any other Hefzid? We have a Chiv. If you see Mayim Boim Lishtei Fesada, what's the halakha? You're mechiv to put a ged and stop that hefzid. So, so too, if I see, because of whatever it is, I see this Mayim Boim that's going to ruin the guy's wallet, I'm mechiv to stop the water from ruining the guy's wallet. I see something happening that this is going to cause the Bailam a hefzid. He's going to have a chiv mamen to have to pay this knas. So why don't I have a chiv hashavas aveda? What in the world were they talking about? Who cares that rather it came about through a chefetz which wasn't his. It came about through an aveda which belonged to a guy. What I mean, over there too, the water that was boim lishtei fesasada certainly doesn't belong to him, right? It's the Ben Shalom's water. It's coming down. I still have a chiv to save the sada. Who cares? And let's say the agdara that I'm going to put up to save the guy, let's say also, it's irrelevant who owns the water and who owns the agdara. The bottom line is the karka will be ruined. So too here, if his wallet's going to be ruined, who cares that the chefetz came machmas and a goyish chefetz? The bailim are going to have a hefzet. So what in the world's Riki Vega's Shaila should be Dova Pashat. They have a Chiv Hashava. What does he want? It's a Dova Pashat. What's going on?
So you can ask the same thing on the Ramah according to the other people.
Correct, I am.
Understand the Ramah not like the Rabbeinu Yerucham.
L'chayra.
You can ask the same question.
Correct. L'chayra. Right. It means, first let's understand Riki Vega, and then we can see how it applies to Ramah. Going back to the source. Riki Vega, what did he want? So I think the Pshat is like this. I think this prayer is like what Levi Yitzchak was saying, that the Riki Vega's whole suffix over there was only if it was already lost, if the Yid already owes the guy money, because that was the deal. He made a deal. I lose the item, I owe you money. The second it's lost, whether he went to a Din Torah or not, the second it's lost, he already, the Chiv kicked in, he already owes the guy money. He owes the guy money already, because it was lost. So now Zakriki Vega have a Shaila, am I mechuyif to give this chefetz back? Nah, do we say the chefetz belongs to a guy? So maybe I don't have to give it back. Oh no, if I would return it, I could now be matzalim and undo the chiv that he already was mechayiv to the guy. That's his Shaila.
So you undo a loss, you say. That.
Right.
Prevent the loss.
But prevent the loss is a dava pasha. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. By karka, you mechuyif to prevent the loss. But by mayim lishtoif, you mechuyif to prevent the loss. Riki Vega was only talking about that the loss technically was already chal. The chiv that he had to the owner was already chal. Memela, now he has a shayla. I'm a mechuyif now to return this item or not. Because let's try to take it apart. If I already owe the money to the guy, so what are you really doing? In a way, you're returning me that chefetz, that money, that chiv that I owe, you're giving it back to me. That's more like a hashavas aveda to get in. That's not lishma from a hefzid. That's more of a hashavas aveda. So he said, if the item doesn't belong to the yid, the item belongs to the guy, maybe there's no din hashavas aveda. That chiv to return something could only be chal on a chefetz that belongs to a yid. This chefetz doesn't belong to a yid. Maybe I don't have the chiv. To prevent him from the loss, no, he already has the loss. He already was mischayiv. Mashenkin, by our case in the Ramah, that he didn't have the loss yet. It's being royed, and if we don't stop it, he might get a penalty, he might get a fine. So I think it's a dava pasuk to stop and get this animal out of there quickly before he's going to get a hefzid. Just like every time you mechiv lishmer someone from a hefzid.
In the case of the company, would be pashut
that you'd be mechiv.
The guy's not mechayim until you put in the claim. He didn't put it.
I don't know about that. No, you only could be tevei when you put in the claim, but you owe it the second it gets lost. No, the insurance company.
If you don't put in the claim, okay.
And you're not going to get the money. If I don't take it, the entire also won't get my money. But emes, the chiv already started because you insured my item. My item was lost. You owe me the money. So that case taka would be like a riki vega. But the case of Ramah, where you didn't have the chiv yet, lechayir that's lekuliyam. You have a chiv to be matzal. You have to lishmer someone from a hefzet.
So then that doesn't fit in with Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Right, so then you have to know why did Rabbeinu Yerucham need Mamashkinin? And if this Diyak and Ramah, Shapray and Knesset Be'emis, is true, so what's going on? It means over here, Yitak is saving him from a loss. Over there, he's ready chayiv. So it's like you could give him a revok, you could get him to be unchayiv. See, being marviach the bailam that he should remove his chiv that he had. That maybe I don't have a chiv to do.
Explain the Rabbeinu Yerucham, but then his kasha doesn't start. That's what he means. If your explanation with Rabbi Eger comes out, it doesn't have any shaykhs to us.
Taka doesn't have any shaka. Right? I'm suggesting, not like the Akhrenu. Akhrenu want to plug in that there's Machlokes, Ramah, and Rabbeinu Yerucham here on the Tut Stadim of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Right, correct. I'm saying that, A, I don't see the Machlokes, Ramah, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, because if anything, Ramah's Losh might be much like Rabbeinu Yerucham as well. And B, I don't think the Rabbeinu Akiva Eger Shaykh of Yerucham, because Rabbeinu Akiva is talking about where he's already Chiv. So now it's a Shaila of being Marvichim to undo that Chiv. So that's a Shaila. Do I have a Chiv? But if I didn't, wasn't Chai, I thought I'm a chiv to save the guy from getting a hefzer. I think by electricity also I'm a chiv to shut the lights, not to cause him a hefzer.
I mean, it's going to happen. You know, for a fact, what is coming directly towards the
right. Well, even by Vez Kaka, he loved Dafka. Every time I Veda, it has to be a Vade loss, even if it's a Sofik. Yeah, unless you don't have much damage, or if it'll eventually go into the sod or not, maybe it won't do damage, it will pass the sod anyway. You mechiv to do whatever it takes to be matzal. If it's a mokum ovid, it has to be a vadi ovid, a sofik ovid, you also have a chiv hashov zaveda. Here too, you have a chiv hashov, he might get a knas. Now, if I'm right that here lekuliyama you are mechiv, because you're being matzal the guy from getting a hefset in the first place, so the Shari Oira is the following kasha. This is Reb Bergman, the Chasn de Ben Yisir from Shaks Edim. He asked the following kasha. So let's go back to the Machaben. The Rashi says the only mechuv laksa mishum avedis karka. Why only mechuv laksa mishum avedis karka? You should be mechuv laksa to save the owner from having to pay shein veregel the chiv to the bala karam for the karam that he destroyed. If I would let it go and let it roam, continue to roam, it's going to now damage the sada and have a chiv to have to pay the owner. So I should have a chiv to save the owner of the animal. I should have a shavas aved on the animal to save the balam from having to pay for those chiyuvim. And you don't see that.
He shouldn't let his animal roam in that place.
Hitaka shunta. But now, if he does, he's going to have to pay. So he's going to have a chiv. He's going to get a chiv. So I should have a din, just like I'm a chiv to save the bailan from a knas that they're going to get in the behemoths that are roaming beside the zacharim. I should have to save the bailan from the chiv nizik, hezik, that they're going to have when the animals roam in other fields.
Maybe that's called a veda midas, like you said, by the car. If it's not putting the money in the meter.
If it's an veda midas.
The animals run around, what do you expect? Where do you think they're going to go?
1 second. So that's the case of why am I mechuyev over here, b'makim sheparin knas, or b'makim that shem yargena, akim why am I mechuyev, it's a veda midas. He didn't. He locked it up nice, and they broke open, or whatever. He was supposed to go one way, and it unusually went this way. Sorry? In which case?
No, but
if you know Bafunakara, you'd be put, wouldn't have this Chiv Hezek. Okay, so you want to make that a Gimti. You want to make an Gimti. It's talking about we know Bafunakara, so the Bible wouldn't have this Chiv Mitzad Hezek. All right. Sorry?
Or it's an Avedim.
Yeah, but if it's an Avedim, it won't fit, because then you won't have to save it even if the Bible won't going to kill it.
No, you don't have to assume that the person thought he knows he's going to be mazik. He has to be
shown
that
he's mazik.
Is it the same
dagger? He doesn't know that there's a guy around that kills animals?
Is it the same dagger? Every knowledge
of Avedim
Adas is called
Avedim
Adas.
Avedim
Adas needs more.
Avedim Adas needs more, let's say. Whatever, you're going to get
to...
So it's not Avedim Adas even if you kept it open?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. So I just want to... Look, the kasha is a good kasha. He would like to be mechiyek from here that you see that this is never a chiv. The chiv is only if you can impound the animal. And anything short of that, just to save that bailam from a zaitik chiv, you don't have a din hashavas aveda. And even though what we're saying perhaps is coming out for a care, so either you could say, like you said, I don't know, it was closed, or you could say, pashut, like we were discussing before, that the Bailam Taka won't, the owner of the Sada will never know which shur damaged his field. So he'll never be able to be Mechayv the Bailam. He doesn't have Edim, and he himself doesn't even know. Maybe he got there too late or be hit and run. So Mamela, I don't have a Chiv Ashav as Aveda to save the Bailam from a Chiv. They won't have that Chiv anyway.
Again, it goes into Snakers. You said
Sofik,
you have to.
You have to be shekel. If it's a Sofik that you're in a Hanami, maybe then you will. But if you don't have that Sofik, you know that it's going to be hit and run. They'll never be able to prove the Bailam, the owner of the field is not around. So then he won't have a Chiv. So if you won't have a Chiv, you won't have a Chiv yourself. All right, I'm just making a suggestion. At the end of the day, it's not pashut at all, this type of case. When you have a parking meter, electricity, any time they're going to save the Bailam from a Hefzah, but it's not on an item. It's from having to pay out, do you have a chiv, hashava, or not? All right, let's... Sorry?
Now the Baal Son is not going to be able to be given as an exchange.
Right, correct. So that's why you have a chiv mitzad the avedas karka, but you won't have a chiv mitzad. All right, let's keep. Sorry.
Taking it out.
You have to take it out. You have to save the karka from getting ruined.
No, but exactly. But if the karka gets ruined, the Baal is going to come and they're going to see their karka, they're going to be able to
meet away. They still won't know. They can't prove what circumstantial evidence. They won't know. If they weren't there, Bishas, that was ruining it, they have no idea. Just because they find an item, maybe a different shor ruined it early and it came later, you can't be mechayev on circumstantial evidence. You have to aid them on the damage. All right.
With
Bad Mishra
with the
Ben Yeruchim, because
you were
in the Svar, like my Svar, yeah, that the Shari Eretz Ferkert, it's far from Poshet Ahachra and the Shaila what to do. And like the Achrayim, they want to say, this is Gufa Machlek, because Ben Yeruchim and the Ramah, and Mimele, they want to pass on like the Ramah, the Yorchayv. And I hold that the Ramah might not be Mokak altogether.
But the light, the Shaila is coming from the meter close to the cycle. So it's not different than a
Tatar. What do you mean? But a light, if I let it burn, it's going to keep on generating the meter. So I should stop it now before the meter counts up. So I want to say that in that case, because that's what I want to say. But they want the Akronim make the Tushtel, and the Shaya Oira goes the other way. And so it's not. It's far from Pashit what to do with Chai Gavna. All right, let's.
What happens in the Yiddish city?
The what?
If you put in the money in the meter, you're going to be mopped to the city in money.
Why? Because they can get a knot on them if the police get there.
I mean, if it's Yiddish city, it's not.
In Eretz Yisrael, Yiddish city, so maybe it's better not to. Today, that they should be able to collect the fine. I hear. All right, good. All right, Siv Dalet. We're skipping Siv Gimel, it's really in Anigea. Let's go to Siv Dalet. Let's try to finish tonight. Ha-ma'ambid m'moyni ladas. If someone is ma'ambid m'moyni ladas, ain is kakonloi, you're not mechuyiv to deal with it. We'll see what that means. Ketzad. Hiniyak parasei birefes, she'ein lo delis, it had no door, v'lo kosher, you didn't tie it down, v'holuk lo, what else is the animal going to do? If it's not tied down, not locked up, it's going to take a walk. V'yesh oimrim, zakta ramo, derefes lo mikri aveda medas, v'chayiv lak zira, because that's typical, people do leave it there, and they don't get lost. It's machlokes here. Good. Another example, Hishla Kisa B'Shus HaRabim, if you threw a kiss B'Shus HaRabim, you threw your wallet in B'Shus HaRabim, V'holokla, and you left. What's going to happen to that wallet? Someone's going to walk off with it. HaReza Ibid M'moynoi L'daitoi, it's considered Avei D'Midas. Good. Now, what's the halakha by Avei D'Midas? Soktir M'chabel, V'af Aupi Sh'osa L'Roya Dovizeh L'Ito L'Atzmoi. Even by Avei D'Midas, you have no right to take it for yourself. It's not Hefko. But still, Eino Izokok L'Achzir, you're not M'chuyv to return it. Shenemar, a Pasek, the Rama has the Josh of a Pasek. Eilim, which is where this Pasek is. Okay, it could be a Medrash Tanoim. Good. Asher Toivad Prat L'Ma'abed L'Daitoi. Has to be Asher Toivad, has to get lost from him, not that he made it. He was ma'abed ledaita. You have no chiyuvei ashava on somebody who's ma'abed hezach ledaita.
Even if you picked it up.
Yeah, we're going to see shortly. Yeah, Belina. Yeah, so you're not mechuyev to pick this thing up if someone has an aveda medas. It's not hefka. You can't keep it, but you have no chiyuvei ashava. Fine. Now the grad, as I.
You can't keep it. So you can't take it.
I know you're not allowed to take it latzmai.
Yeah, let's say he did pick it up.
If he did pick it up, that's a shalah. Pashit pshat like the Ram, even if you did pick it up, you cannot keep it. We'll see. There are exceptions to that, but we'll see.
What do you do with it? You don't give it back to the
king. Why can't you give it back?
So you're not allowed to give it back.
Okay, so put it back where you found it, but don't keep it for yourself. Right. Good. So now, grada, in the ratio, when they're talking about anich parasit berefes, grada. They're both mechavin to the same thing. They're saying that mechatesi, how did you know that he put the refes there without a door? Let's assume that there was a door and by accident the animal broke open or so on. A kid decided to open up the door and he was curious. So they wanted that sign that the whole mechaber, the Rambam's case is only because you know for sure, you saw that the Bailam left their animal loose. That's when the Rambam said it's considered Aveda Mendas. Mainly they said that what's the riot that the Ramah has at the two arguments? The Ramah says, V'yejem derefes ol mikra Aveda Mendas v'chayv lag zira. That's talking about Minastam. Minastam and Echanami yo'achayv lag zira. It's not Aveda Mendas. And the Rambam is talking about with a case where you know for sure you saw him leave it there loose. All right. Mainly they want to say that Mainly there's no machlokes. Shine is a David study. Fine. But anyway, the Mechab Beshita is that you have no chiv, hashavas, Aveda when someone has an aveda midas. Comes along the Raman August, which is the Torah. V'yeshoy mim da aveda midas havi hefke, and it's even better. V'chol ha'kleidim zaycha, and even allowed to keep it. So it's a fundamental machlokes mechaber Ramah aveda midas. So it just means that you don't have chive hashava midash no pasuk hashatoyvad prat lemavid ledaitoy. Or no, it's even more than that. It's mamish hefke. He's crazy. He puts an item in Rishus Ram. What is he thinking? Obviously, he was mafkid. What in the world is he thinking? He walked. He thinks his wallet's going to be there when he comes back. That is hefke. It's even. It's not explicit hefke. It's implicit hefke. Of course, it's hefke. So there's a machlokes mechaber and Ramah.
Yeah, but that always bothered me in this Ramah and the Rambam also. These two cases are totally fundamentally different. One case is he just left it there. The other case, did a mice and threw it on the ground. How can you compare the two? Those two cases are not similar.
What, the Rambam's two cases?
Yes.
So who's, why do they have to be
one
similar?
Case, I put it in the thing, so...
Why do they have to be similar?
One is I'm doing a mice...
No, but why? He's giving you both...
I'm telegraphing you that I'm a
mice. He's giving shtuts to the... And God did Achrenim say, who did by a case, let's say a wallet, if you lost an item, and Bishas, you lost it, Yitaka lost it, but now you know where it is, and you deliberately decide not to go retrieve it, that's also Aved Midas. Because now you know where it is. Why?
But this case is an active Hefka. What ain't
Hefka Gadol Mizu? Hefka Gadol Mizu, if you say Animafka. You didn't say anything, you just left it there.
All of a sudden, my
mice will see it. What do you want to bring out? You're right, two kids are different. So you want to argue with them? But the Rambam wants to tell you chiddush that even when you actively kumvasei put the wallet which is a Rambam, it's not hefka, it's only aveda midas, and you're now allowed to keep it. You're now allowed to take a piece of. You just don't have any chiyuve hashava. It's a machlokes apoiskim. It's a machlokes rishonim really. It's a major machlokes rishonim, and it's a machlokes poiskim on the page. If you look in the Shachan Sivkot and Gimel, he starts off at beisayz a kosav azeh the lav milsihi. He's arguing with the Rambam, Shabishur Shainu Khesh, which is a Torah, Shabishur Shainu Khesh Lafakech on the cause of Lagnema Shevkirim, Mechatesi to say it's Mafkirit, Gamabach cause of Dikka Rambam, and the Shach goes on, Mayrachin says, no, the Ikka is like the Torah, and the Taz says the Ikka is like the Rambam, but he feels it's Embiyadi Lachria. It's a major Machlokes, because at the end of the day, it's not clear how we pass in here. And if you look, there's a Chuvit Sefer Yeshua in Simon Kukhav Gimel, he says it's a Sveika Dedina, and he's probably correct. I mean, because you look, Achrenim go like this, Achrenim like that, Divrei Chaim is one way, and the Nachlas David, and you go through, all the way down to the wire, down to Zanenu, is going both ways. He says, that's fake, Didina, and Mamele, you shouldn't pick it up, but Vim Tafas, if you do pick it up, you're allowed to keep it, L'mafkinumene, because I want to, Kimli, I hold like the two, I'm allowed to keep it, it's Hefka, and I'm allowed to be Noito Latzmai. Good, so it's a Machloikis, what the Lom, this is, Avedi Midash, just, Ois Hashav is Aveda, or is even more, you already have a Din Hefka. All right. Now, what happens if, let's go just take this apart. Let's go in the Mechabeshi. The little tour in the Rambam, it's Hefka, that's it, it's all over. But in the Rambam, that he created a new Musig, you have a Chavitz that belongs to a Bailim, just he wasn't Mafkrit. You don't have a Chiva Hashava. It's like, I guess, quite the Matan Torah. There was no Chiva Hashava yet. A Chavitz still belongs to him, but I don't have a chiv hashava on it. So what do I do with this item? What am I? Let's say I do pick it up. So then I am a chiv and hashava. What's the halacha? Sorry? Every dov shem by siman that you picked up after yish. After yish, it's already hefka. Then you can keep it. Then I have a right to be neutral and makris. Yeah, this is Avedim Midas. You're picking it up, and you're picking it up before Yish. Now you want to know, but you don't have a Chiv HaShava. So the Paiskim HaMavur, come out all the Paiskim HaMavur, there's a Shut Temek Tzedek, there's a Makna Ephraim, in Zchiyas HaMavur, there's a Temek Tzedek, it's a Chav Gimel. Sorry?
What do you mean by before Yish?
Like the Rambam, he wasn't Mafkirid, right? So it means he didn't give up hope. There was no Yish. He's not giving up. He figures that whoever will pick it up will eventually return it to me. Maybe it'll still be there when I get there. There's no Yish. It has a David Sheish Bezimin. There's no Yish. Mameila, if you pick it up, do you have Chiv HaShava? I mean, the Rambam, how far did the Rambam say that you don't have Chiv HaShava? The Achrenim HaMavur, the Ksais over here, the Trumit Zakri and Simon Reis HaMagimbal, many, many Achrenim HaMavur, that even after you pick this up, you still don't have Chiv HaShava. There's no chiv hashava. It was mufka for napasha. It's a meat in napasha. Just like I don't have a chiv to pick it up. Even if I do pick it up, I'm not mechiv to be magzeret. I don't have any chiv hashava. Oh, so memelu they want in tain. If they're right, it's kavaldik. So now, what happens after you pick it up? Now the bailum are meyayish. Now you're allowed to keep it. Because normally when you find something before yish, it's a surah asal yadeh, that's because you have a chiv hashava, it's a surah asal yadeh, so now the fact that the guy was miyash later on doesn't remove your chiv hashava. But here, when I pick it up, I never had a chiv hashava. So it's as if I didn't pick it up. It means it wasn't Isurah Saliyadeh. If the Bailam are now Miyayish from it, I'm allowed to keep it.
You're allowed to pick it up?
You're allowed to pick it up, but not to be Noito Shalot. You're not allowed to pick up to keep. You could pick it up to hold, whatever. You pick it up, right? I don't know if you hook up on it. It's only to wait for years to be able to be Noito Shalot. I hear.
Well, why don't you assume he's Miyayish?
Sorry?
Why don't you assume he's Miyayish right away? Because you have to go out to something which is heavy.
More than that, he was more than just heavy. He put it there, hishlech. He threw it there, but it's a double sheish by simon. He figures he's going to get it back. Someone's going to find it. We'll see. It's a simon. That guy who's going to find it didn't see me throw it there, so he's going to see. He's going to think I dropped it. So I'm testing. I'm going to see if the guy's going to return that shavas aveda. The guy's going to pick it up and be machris. He'll be noitel machris and give it back. But I, the onlooker, did see. I saw him put it there. So I have no chiv to be measured. So even if I pick it up, I don't have a chiv to measure it. So now, after bailam miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it because it's not a surah saliyade. And who adin lamosho? If you go like the Ramban svar a surah saliyade, is because once I pick it up, I'm ashamed of the bailam. So it's like in his rishus, and it blives a yish rishus. You can't have a yish if the chiv is in my house. There's no such yish. So tiksoyis. That's because I had a chiv hashavas. I became mishayma. But here, I don't have a chiv hashav even if I pick it up. It's as if it's still sitting on the karka. It's never in the Bailam's rishus because I don't have a chiv hashava. So the male his yish will be chal. But kids, so the achrayim say that you have a gevaldik. I pick it up, and when I pick it up, it's not a surah saliyadim. The male, if the guy's miyash later on, I'm fine. Another gevaldik zach is mevu in a number of achrayim, achrayim, chumazakri, a bunch, is that if you have a dovah she'ein by simin, even the Rambam will be moida that you're allowed to keep it. Because Bishlam a Dava Sheish by Simon, the guy wasn't Miyayish yet. But Dava Sheim by Simon, it's like Gara from every Aveda, when you have a Dava Sheim by Simon, the guy is Miyayish, because there's no way it's going to come back. So if he puts down this wallet, and somehow this wallet's a Dava Sheim by Simon, whatever it is, it has no money in it, I don't know, that's maybe Gufa Simon, whatever. But if he puts down an item that's a Dava Sheim by Simon, Bishus Rabim, then even the Rambam, even the Machabah would be Moida, I'm allowed to keep it. Not Bitaris Hefka, Bitaris Yish. It's an Aveda that the guy was Miyayish, whatever, it's Din Yish, and I'm allowed to keep every Aveda after. Yish. So this it should be Lagara. If he puts it there, it's an Aveda Midas and he's Miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. And the Rambam is only talking about a wallet and these type of cases that are Dava Sheyesh by Simen. So we're already minimizing the Rambam's halacha. It's only by Dava Sheyesh by Simen. Dava Sheyesh by Simen, I'm allowed to keep. Now it happens to be there's an Imre Baruch over here who seems to say a Chiddush, he's suggesting. It's not like all the Achrayim. And he wants to say that even with Yish over here, the Rambam would hold you now, let it keep it. Aye, every Aveda, if the Yish you're allowed to keep, Sakdei Vegeshmak. I think that's what he means to say. Is every Aveda has a Shem Aveda on it, it's a portion of the Torah, that if a guy is Miyayish on an Aveda, you're allowed to keep. But this doesn't have a Shem Aveda on it. Because we have a meet in the Pasha, Asher Toived Prat L'Ma'amed L'Daitai. So this doesn't have a Shem Aveda. So there was never Nischadish in the Pasha, Yish, on this item. Yish was only Nischadish on an Aveda. To the extent that this is Mufka from the Pasha, it's not an Aveda, so there's no Yish either. Mamela, even if the Bailam a Miyayish, I'm now allowed to keep it. So it comes out that it's a Chumrah. The fact that it's an Aveda Midas, I'm now allowed to keep it. Because Yish cannot be Chal on something that's not Aveda. Only something.
Yish is Mitam Hefker.
Okay, that's good. Even so, but it's still a Chiddush Akra. The Chiddush of Yish, that Chiddush was only said by Aveda. Not by something that's not Aveda. The Mice is the Akrenim learn, not like that, like I said, that all the Akrenim learn if the guy is a Miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it.
Why is Yish not worked by Gezela? According to you, it doesn't work by Gzela because it's not a fire.
Well, Yish has a din. There's a new din that is a din of Yish by Gzela. But it's loved after. There's an Indian of Yish by Gzela, but it doesn't work. You need Yish for Shina Rishos, or Yish for Shina Hashem, or whatever it is.
You said it's a Chiddush din in Aveda, according to you.
Pash is it's a Chiddush din in Aveda, Mamelo. If it doesn't have a Shem Aveda, now I could argue and say that it has a din of Aveda. It is Avud Mi Bailim. It just doesn't have the din of Aveda that have a Chai Ba Shava, because it's Aveda Mi Daita, but it is Avud Mi Bailim. So Mamelo, on that Dova Ha Avud, I would have the Pasha of Yish. Good, but Imri Baruch wants to suggest now. Again, it's not like all the. All the Achrayim.
The last simon by Ashpas Yilufan.
Excellent. So Pashtis, the Sman wants to say, it will be exact same as excellent. Over there, the last Sif, in Sif Yud Aleph, in Reish Samach, it says if he puts it in the Ashra, it's Osi Lofanis, Hamat Min Bodova Aved Midasi Varehu Shomoitza. So That's Ramah Lishitas is very good shmak. But if you learn like the Mechaba, that the Mechaba is not allowed to keep it, you just don't have a Chiv HaShava, he should have just said over there, Hare Einu Chayiv Lahakza, Einu Zokuk Lahakza, Boy Zay Hare Shomaitza. So Sma wants to say it's Lishitas, the Shak wants to say maybe the Rambam is even made over there. Good, but Enochanam, it's a very excellent Tushtel. Fine. Oh, so I'm saying it's a major Machlaikis. Your Machlaikis goes down even like to the last century, and it's unclear. It's probably a Sveka Dedina, like the Sefer Yeshua says, and if you were Teifas it, then you can keep it, because they Kimli like the Tor, I held it's Hefko. Otherwise, Pashta is not. Now, let me just go through.
You see something for some of the garbage that you want.
You should not, if it's an Aveda Midas. If you hold it, it's an Aveda Midas. I don't know, the garbage pashas, I hope it's not Aveda Midas. I hope it was a regular Aveda and should return it to the guy. Maybe it's. I see some.
In the garbage, you say you want it. Putting out some recycling, putting out whatever it is.
And I think that, I think as a call of the union, I think everyone holds that if the guy is putting it there, kidei that it should be picked up by the garbage man and be thrown out. No, I actually see the fun is, I might have put it there, but maybe I'm hoping that someone will find it, maybe I'm hoping I'll get back to it. But if I put it lahedi, that it should be picked up and carted away, I think that, lakuliam lakaris Africa. I think even the Rambam would be murdered. I mean, the Akronim has a case of Machnash the Beidori. It's major how the Rambam learns it up, and many Terutzim. But one of the Terutzim is that if it's clear that the Baalim's intent was to be Mafkir, then even the Rambam, even the Machabas,
murdered. In the street?
That's not.
Walked away.
It's a Dovish Yesh by Simon. You have no. Maybe I'm hoping the guy's going to pick it up and give it back.
Put it down on the post office box. You know,
in a place.
It doesn't say that, it says
Hishli. He threw it. I know,
Hishli Kisa
Bishusarava. All right, let's try to chaperine. Give me a few more minutes. We'll try to chaperine a few more cases of Avedim and Das, which some are more negay than others. But there's a case in Bava Kamacha, Vava Mebei, someone is Zorakli Mireisha Gag, or Boacha Vishavroi. Oh, Shail is a Manatviratova, good. But the Rashi says the case was is that the Bailam themselves threw the Keli off the roof. It's like the Rush, it's Tmua. How could you say that the case of the Bayan threw the Kli off the roof? If the Bayan threw it, it's an Aveda Midas. The Navada, it's Hefka. So Avada, I'm allowed to break it, I'm allowed to smash it, it's Hefka. So the Rosh, God, the Lishi Tosli holds that Aveda Midas is Hefka. It's Yitok, and Rashi learned that Aveda Midas is like the Rambam. It's not Hefka, because you don't have a Nichivish Mira, but still doesn't give you a right to go ahead and smash it and be Mazikit. Mamelid Rashi was able to learn that he threw it off the roof, and the Rosh had to talk about, no, the Bailam themselves weren't the ones who threw it off the roof. All right, one case. Another case was, it's a Gemara, and this is Nebuchadnezzar lost a child, and through that tzara, father and mother, they were throwing clothing in the keva on the child. And the halacha is when the clothing, like tachrich, when it hits the child, the order becomes asabano. It becomes like a tachrich emes. So out of that tzara, they're throwing and throwing begid after begid. So you have a chiv hashava. But the Gemara says you mechiv to be matzel and stop them from throwing their stuff. And akadekak, the Mordechai and the Rambam brings it down that if you stop them and you take it away from them and then you give it back to them and they throw it, you're chayiv. Because the second you took them, you have a chiv hashava, and now you gave it back to people who are crazy out of their tzar, and they're throwing it, so then you can even be chayiv because you were pashen your shmira, you had the item, and you gave it back to them, so you can even be chayiv. As they pass him in Yerideo in Shemem Tes, Sif Dalet. Fine. Sorry?
Have to pay them.
They'll have to pay them. I gave it back to the father, and the father threw it on. I'll have to pay the father because when I took it, I was matzah rechiv hashava. I was meshav aved, and I gave it to a makom pshia because these people are crazy now. They're delirious. So memel, I knew that he's going to throw it in aser. So I'll have to pay them. So the shaila is over there too. What's going on? Why do you have a chiv hashava? Rashi's move over there that the chiv hashava is hashava aveda. What's hashava aveda? The guys are crazy. He's throwing the item down. He's ma'abed ladas. So it's an aveda midas. So loy me boy if aveda midas. Hefka. Even though Avinu Midas like the Rambam, it's not Hefka. Good, but I don't have any Chiv HaShava. And these guys...
You just said they're crazy. It's not Avinu Midas. It's Belitas.
So the Ramad, the Yad Ramad says that over there, Mamish, it's not Avinu Midas. The guys are crazy. It's Machmas Tzerai, Mirisayu, and Mamela. That's why I have a Chiv HaShava. But in the Chanami, normally it would have been Avinu Midas, but they're not because they're doing a Machmas Tzar. The Machne Ephraim doesn't have that Teretz. The Machne Ephraim argues with Rashi, and the Machraim suggests that the only reason why I have a chiv over there is al tzbal tashchis, not al tashav, it's aved midas. But since it's going to become also, every second is going, another one's also, so it's a chiv bal tashchis, I'm a chiv to save those clothing.
So
it's, So it's not clear, granted, it's not clear in the Mark Ephraim which Baal Tashkas he means. I have a Chi Baal Tashkas to prevent that from getting lost, not mine, and I'm not doing it. He probably means I have a Chi Baal Tashkas to prevent the father and mother from being over the Isabata. It means I have like a din of Lifnaiva, or I don't know Lifnaiva, but Messiah, I should help him to be Mat Arevus, to help the owner, the father, and not being over Baal Tashkas. But then it's going to come out, you're right, and it's going to come out that if I do save it, I don't have a chiv hashav as aved, and if I return it, l'chaya, you can't be mechayim me for pasha b'shmira. But there are more pasuk like the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, l'heda al chiv hashav as aved. If I take it, I'm a chiv hashav as aved. If I give it back, I'm going to be chayiv. Okay, one more case. Running out of time. It's a gishmak in yana. One more case is that the Moriz Mavu, if I send with a kid, a matbeya, or an atzluchis, to go to the chenvoni, I send him the way he was, jar, and he would fill up the shemen by the chenvani and bring it home. And I gave him the money. So there, the halacha is, the Gemara says, it's aved midas. I sent it with a cotton. It's aved midas. So the tzulchas that he's bringing, the matbeah that he's bringing, blibed in aved midas. Good. But it's mavu in the Gemara that it's not hefka. And if someone takes it from the cotton to use, and he's a shoshel midas, he's going to be chayv. It's just an aved midas that I'm not mechuyv to take it away from the cotton and help the father protect the matbeya and the tzluchis. It's a kash in the Torah. The Torah holds over here that every aved midas is hefka. So the ksois and the divrei mishpat say that it's different. When it's in a mokum which is enu mishtama klal, that's when the Torah holds it's hefka. But by giving it to a cotton, it's not enu mishtama klal. The cotton has some degree of responsibility. He's aimed by das, mask him, but it's a good chance he's going to come home with the item. Usually he does. So it's not considered a mokum she'enu mishtama klal. There, even the Torah is made that it doesn't have a din of a hefka, and it's just a regular din of aved midas. It's like the Rambam's in Aved Medas. The Rambam Mechuyv in Hashava, but it's not Hefka. So if that's the case, there was a case, the Bach has a case, the Ksois quotes over here, a Bach, how much Chabarayin here, the Ksois quotes over here, a case of the Bach, that it was a Maisa, someone gave a Mabea to a kid, and the kid was playing with it, and he lost it, and Pasha, that's what the case was, and the Nar, I guess the person in the house who was either watching the kid or the butler of the house, whatever it is, the Masharis, found the Matbeah. He was Mekadesh and Isha with this Matbeah. And the Bach says that it's Machloikis Rambam in Tur, Machloikis Machaber Amor, if the Matbeah is a Shem Hefka, so when the Nar found it, it's his, and now he had a right to be in Kadesh and Isha with it. Or no, it's not his, he has no right to keep it, he's just not Lechiv and Hashava, and mainly he wasn't able to be in Kadesh and Isha with it. And he says, so to come out, it's a Machloikis, and if he wants to, that the Chuvah Zabak wants to go with the Torah, this back goes not like the Torah, the Chuvah Zabak goes with the Torah, that's Pashas, it is Hefka, and Mamela the Nar does own it, and he rightfully was Mekadesh and Isha, and Mamela she needs a get. That's what the Bach paskins. So Machloek is Rama Mentor, and he wants to side with the Tor that obliges Hefka, so the Nar owns the Matbeah, and he was able to make other Jinja. Frektik Tzayis Kavalt. This is the case where he gave it to a cotton. By a cotton, even the Tor is Maida that it doesn't have a din of Hefka. Even the Tor is Maida, it only has the Rambam's type of a din that you're not Mechuyv in Hashava, but it's not outright Hefka because a cotton is not Mamish Mokum Sheinu Mishtama Klal. So Meili is Matam in the back. What are you talking about? Lekuliyama, there should be no Kedushin, and you don't need a get.
I gave you a child that's responsible to play with toys.
So one second. So a couple of terutzim on the back, many terutzim for the back. I'm going to just share with Eilim two terutzim. I will try to end off here. One terutz is that depends on how old the child is. If he's so young, if he's mamish a kid, he's pachas from the age of tshuva v'zorka eggers
v'neitlai. He doesn't even know how to distinguish between those two. Then the back is meida. I mean the tour is made that giving him is like giving him a Rishut Ram, it's a Mok Jena Mishama Kal, and that would be Hefka. And the Bach is only talking about that case. But in the Kanal, it would be a little older. You're right, it would not be Hefka. It's one Eitha. The other Eitha is that Adkan, the tour only said that when they give it to a cotton, it's not Hefka yet. It's because the cotton's still holding on to it. But if the cotton already lost it, now the tour will hold that it's a regular Avedim and Daz and Bible Hefka. Because when the Kohen's still watching it, to Mokka and Shemishtamak, that's fine. And I was banking on the fact that maybe he won't lose it. But once he lost it, then Avedim and Daz, in the back case, was that the Kohen already lost it. the Kreish other makes it can't be very Erechai, he very lost. And once he very lost, and now black Tesco like the tour, and maybe that's why the back said, but Kai Gavna, there will be Kedushin.
I think it's also because if I send a card to the Kai, he takes it more seriously.
But that was sort of what.
I'm not saying exactly like him, because he didn't have a shlichus to go get something, bring something back. He didn't have a big applied to the father. The father didn't give like that. So it's not real. It's a less shlichus. Not exactly. All right, it's close.
Anyway, the kid is the more true with the Shubha Shemek Tzedek. Also, he sent a kid. It, many, many more stories here, but we're going to have to stop over here when there's a couple of times we already ran out of time. All right, good to work.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.